Lokhu kuvezwe ngosaphethe isikhundla sokuba ngumsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-TCC, uMnumzana Gift Ostalos Siziva, emhlanganweni lentatha lezindaba eMedia Center eHarare lamhla. USiziva uthi akula kansela ozachiya umsebenzi kulabo abalotshwe encwadini kaChabangu ozithi nguye unobhala we-TCC.
Sithethe ukuthi walanamhlanje ukubona sithi abantu update le ncwadi ezibhodayo ku-intanethi ezikhuluma ukuthi i-TCC isiliko labantu abangu-16 okokuqala sifuna uzulu wonke bekwazi simyazisile through press conference ukuthi akula muntu we-TCC okhithiweyo njalo akula muntu ozakhithwa nguChabangu ngoba uChabangu simhambise hayi kodwa Zimbabwe where iparty ye-TCC i-applicant uChabangu engiyoresponda sibatshela e-high court ukuthi lo uzithi ngu-sector general ngaso u-sector general we-TCC ngoba sila position yona leyo eka-sector general so indaba leyo izangena high court emalangeni azayo.
Ukhuthaza uZulu uSiziva ukuthi angaze azinaka lezo ncwadi ezibhoda enkundleni zokuxhumana ezebulenjini.
Kungakakhulunywa i-decision ye-high court, i-local government ministry le-parliament ayikwanisi uku-acta encwadini ezivela kuchaba ngoba indaba naleyo isemakhoti eZimbabwe. So abantu abahlaliseke besuthiseke bebekwazi ukubana wonke lokhu yiplani yezanupiyefu yokubana ikhethiwe ibandla labantu. Asibe nethemba siye phambili, we are going to defend our party. Yebo, kuzaba nzima kube mnyama, kodwa that is the struggle. Kulokhu nzima kuyake kuphela, kodwa abantu babebekwazi ukuthi thina njengokukhokhela i-TCC iparty silayo siyibambile ngoba iparty yabantu. Iparty izagcinwa ngabantu be-Citizens Coalition Project.
Isikhulumeli sikaChabangu uMnumzana Thalupani Pugeni uthi ukungahlonitshwa kwakhe ezindabeni bembiza ngokuthi uzibiza ukuba ungunobhala webandla yena evele enguye unobhala uqobo kwenza kube nzima kuye ukuthi akhulume ngalolu daba.
Indaba le ihambile enkantolo, i-judgment iphumile isabatha lelidlulileyo, wayiwina ke le case. Manje angazi-ke ukuthi angahlonishwa kangaka abizwe kuthiwa lo ozibiza, noma indaba isihambe e-court, i-court yafika yamgeza ukuthi hayi abakwazi ukuthi ba-reverse into ayenzileyo eyenza nge-ofisi lokuba ngunobhala jikelelo sabambili. Ibuhlungu ngele ndaba kuye ukuthi athi ngapha selezitha zakhe political le media kumele ukuthi ngabe neutral.
Uphugeni uthi okukhulunywa nguSiziva phezu kodaba lolu kuyinto ayikhuluma ngoba engazi umthetho.
Akulanto ezostopha, kodwa ngiyazwisisa-ke ukuthi baningi abantu abangawaziyo umthetho lokuthi usebenza kanjani. Kodwa uma ngingamnikeza i-advice, ngiyazi ukuthi baningi amebhaba ummeli ababa-advisayo, kodwa mina ngothi lathi ulwazi lonke oluncane engilalo ngokomthetho ngakuyagijima kaya enkantolo ethi a-a kule nto enjenje esiyenzakele noma ezenzakale, ngicela-ke limise udaba lolu luqale ludlule.
Enye ingcwethi kwezokuhlalisana kukaZulu kanye lezomnotho uMnumzana Masimba Manyanya, ongumqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-National Residence Forum Zimbabwe, ufanisa uChabangu njengomntwana okholisa ukudlalisa udaka.
If someone who is coming to really create chaos where we think we are going towards a certain solution, if Chabangu was very serious about his motives, he would not have attacked the very center of people's hopes in this country.
Ngumuntu oza ukuzodala umonakalo ngempela. Ngesikhathi sicabanga ukuthi sesibheke esixazululweni esithize, ngabe uChabangu bezimisele ngezinhloso zakhe, ngabe akashaselanga amathemba abantu kuleli.
Lo msakazo awusanelisanga ukuzwa imibono yebandla leZANU-PF njengoba umqondisi obona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko uMnumzana Farai Marapira ubengakayiphenduli imibuzo ayithunyelweyo, locingo lwakhe lungasatshelwa. Ngimele e-Studio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumevisi Gama.